supporting pastors and leaders. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Exodus 17 verses 11 to 12. In the first part of this chapter in Exodus, the children of Israel were thirsty. God told Moses to smite the rock and from it flowed a stream of water to satisfy their physical needs and give them strength. Verse 8 tells us, "Then came Amalek." After the Lord gives great victories, there usually comes a battle. As they faced the enemy, Moses stood with his hands lifted toward heaven. As their leader, he felt the responsibility to keep in communication with the Lord. As the battle continued, he became weary. Two younger men, Aaron and Hur, found a rock for him to sit on. Standing on either side of him, they held up his hands for the rest of the day, until the battle was won. God has placed faithful pastors and leaders in our lives for a purpose. God anoints them to preach His word to us so that we can grow in our spiritual relationship. They spend hours praying, studying, and leading us. They face problems and difficulties that we know nothing about. They love us and intercede for us before the throne of God. They are there when we are going through times of sickness, trials, and sorrow. What can we do to hold up their hands and support them? Pray for them every day. Pray that the Lord will give them the health and strength that they need to fulfill their calling. Pray that the Lord will anoint them and give them messages that will strengthen and meet the needs of their congregation. Pray that the Lord will give them wisdom and direction in the decisions they must make. Pray for their spouses and families, that every need will be met. Take time to thank them when their teaching and preaching has ministered to you. Always speak well of them to your family, friends, and other members of your church family. Be faithful. God has placed each of us where He wants us in His body. We may never hold a position of leadership, but we can hold the flashlight for the leaders that the Lord has given us. Have you prayed for your pastor today? Lord Jesus, we thank You today for the pastors and leaders that You have provided in our lives to lead us in the paths that You would have us go. We lift them up before You in prayer, asking that You will direct their every step. Devotion by Ann Johnston.